Hare Krishna, I welcome all of you to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Kamal Lochan Das Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam 4.12.51 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for joining and giving your valuable association. Please accept my humble obeisances and all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. You can take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottaram Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Dhirayet Nashta Praesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishikim. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 12, Text Number 51. Jnanam Ajnata Tattvaya Yaha Dadyat Tattvate Amritam Vipalo Dinanathasya Devaha Tasya Anugrihyante Krinate Jnanam Ajnata Tattvaya Yodadyat Tattvate Amritam Vipalo Dinanathasya Devastaskanukrihyate Jnanam Ajnata Tattvaya Yodadyat Tattvate Amritam Vipalo Dinanathasya Devastaskanukrihyate. Word to word meaning, Jnanam, knowledge. Ajnata Tattvaya, those who are unaware of the truth. Yaha, one who, Dadyat, imparts, Satpade, on the path of truth, Amritam, Tripadoho, kind, Dinanathasya, protector of good, Devaha, the demigod, Anukritnate, give blessings. The narration's translation in Bhagavad by His Divine Grace, E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The narrations of Dhruva Maharaj is sublime knowledge for the attainment of immortality. Persons unaware of the absolute truth can be led to the path of truth. Those who have the transcendental kindness take on the responsibility of becoming master protectors of the four living entities, automatically gain the interest and blessings of the demigods. Purport. Jnanam Ajnata means knowledge which is unknown almost throughout the entire world. No one knows actually what is absolute truth. Materialists are very proud of their advancement in education, in philosophical speculation, and in scientific knowledge. But no one actually knows what absolute truth is. The great sage Maitreya therefore recommends that to enlighten people about the absolute truth, tattva, devotees should preach the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the entire world. Srila Vyasadeva especially compiled this great treasure of scientific knowledge because people are commonly unaware of the absolute truth. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, they said that Vyasadeva, the learned sage, compiled the great Bhagavad Purana just to stop the ignorance of the mass of people. Because people did not know the absolute truth, the Srimad Bhagavatam especially compiled by Vyasa under the instruction of Narada. Generally, even though people are interested in understanding the truth, they take the speculation or reach at most the conception of impersonal Brahma. But very few men actually know the personality of Godhead. Recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam is specifically meant to enlighten people about absolute truth. the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although there is no fundamental difference in impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, the Supreme Person, actually immortality cannot be obtained unless and until one attains the stage of associating the Supreme Person. Devotional service, which leads to the association of the Supreme Lord, is actually immortality. Pure devotees of the compassion for the fallen souls are to follow. Very kind to people in general. They distribute this Bhagavad knowledge all over the world. A kind-hearted devotee is called Dinanath, protector of poor, ignorant mass of people. Lord Krishna is also known as Dinanatha or Dinabandhu, the master or actual friend of four living entities. And his pure devotees also take the same position of Dinanatha. The Dinanathas are devotees of the Lord Krishna, who preach the path of devotional service, become the favorites of the demigods. Generally, people are interested in worshipping the demigods, especially Lord Shiva, in order to obtain material benefits. The pure devotee who engages in preaching the principles of devotional service, as prescribed in Srimad Bhagavatam, does not need to separately worship the demigods. The demigod is automatically pleased with him and offer all blessings in their capacity. As by watering the root of the tree, the leaves and the branches are automatically watered. So by executing your devotional service to the Lord, the branches, twigs and leaves of the Lord, known as demigods, are automatically pleased with the devotee, and they offer all benedictions. Om Gyanvirandasya Gyananjana Shalapayam. चक्षुरोन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवम्
Hare Krishna, I cannot hear anything.
Please do it, Mataji. He is connected again.
Hare Krishna, Vinaya Mataji, is Prabhuji there on the call?
Yes, Mataji, we can see Prabhuji on the call.
Mataji, do we have to connect him? Connect Prabhuji?
Maybe Shama Gauri Mataji is working on that, I guess. Yeah, she's not on the call. That means she's working.
Yes, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhu, we can hear you, Prabhu.
Yeah. So now Dhruva Maharaj, pastime is now ending. In the previous verse, it has been described that how Dhruva Maharaj's pastimes has to be spoken, or Bhagavatam has to be spoken, not for any material gain.
I don't know what is happening. Prabhuji is giving class and he is thinking we can hear. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji. Prabhuji, we can't hear you, Prabhuji.
Yeah. I think we should connect, Prabhuji. So, Lalitangi Mataji, can you connect him?
Yeah, yes, Mataji. Noida.
तो कहती हमें आज आज हमारा ये लंच था, चार पकोड़े ये प्याज मटर. नहीं, हाँ नहीं नहीं.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी. माता जी, आर यू देयर?
एम आई ऑडिबल? यस माता जी, बट प्रभु जी इज नॉट ऑडिबल.
ओ, ही वाज ऑन. या
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी.
The words are not clear. Can you come close to the phone?
No, Prabhuji.
Yeah, Prabhuji, your voice was clear before, but yeah, maybe okay. Now.
Now? Only because yes, yes. Maya told you some problem. You can call on WhatsApp.
Now it's clear.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone else can use the phone.
Right, yes. Now it's clear?
Yeah, yes.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, now it's clear.
Yes.
Yeah. As in the previous verse, it has been described about Bhagavatam should not be spoken for material gain. If somebody speaks Srimad Bhagavatam for material gain, then neither the speaker nor the person who is hearing will be benefited. So then, something has to be done. When you speak something, you have to gain something. What is the gain by speaking Bhagavatam? By speaking Bhagavatam, the gain is the satisfaction. Krishna is satisfied, and saying Krishna is satisfied, you should be satisfied. So the only purpose of reciting Bhagavatam should be satisfaction of Krishna. So when Krishna is satisfied, not only oneself, but the whole world is satisfied. So now in the next word, that is the 51st word, how the whole world will be satisfied by just speaking Bhagavatam that is described. Now we have this word, Ajnata Tattvasya. Bhagavatam was written just with one purpose in mind, in the mind of Vyasa. In the first canto, 7th chapter of Bhagavatam, after Narada instructing Vyasa about the truth of Srimad Bhagavatam, purity of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada told Vyasa that you go and then sit in trance. In trance, whatever you see, you just write that is Bhagavatam. Then Vyasa, he went on the bank of River Saraswati, on the northern bank of River Saraswati, on the western bank of River Saraswati, rather, which is known as Samyak Prasa. There he sat in trance. Bhakti Yogi Namanasi Samyak Pranitevale Pashyat Purusham Purunam Atmanam Sitra Pashrayam. A very beautiful description of how Vyasa went into trance. Description of Vyasa going into trance there in the first canto, 7th chapter. This beautiful word, Bhakti Yogi Namanasi Samyak Pranitevale. So he went Bhakti Yogi Namanasi. Bhakti Yoga in this word refers to actually Prayer Bhakti. So Vyasa went into Prayer Bhakti, he was in trance. That is why Vyasa himself was not knowing what he is speaking. The entire Bhagavatam Vyasa is speaking, he actually was not in consciousness. He was totally in trance. That is what is indicated in this verse. Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyak Pranitayena Ve Avashyat Purusham Purunam Atmanam Tadapashrayam. So, Pranitay. So this Bhakti Yogena Amale. What kind of Bhakti Yoga it was? It was Amala. It's pure devotion. And there Krishna, when he saw Krishna, Isha Krishna Purnam, Purusham Purnam. So, in one of the other versions, there is Purusham Puranam. But it is Purusham Puranam or Purusham Purnam, both same. How Vyasa saw Krishna? He did not see him alone. Vyasa saw Krishna along with Srimati Radharani, along with Yashoda Ananda Maharaj, and all the Vrajavasis, he saw Vrindavan. He saw entire, Krishna is not alone, he saw entire Vrindavan. And Vyasa in trance seeing this, he just wrote Bhagavatam. So that is why Bhagavatam is not really written from the intelligence of Vyasa. Bhagavatam is written from the trance of Vyasa. He himself did not know what he wrote. So that is a speciality of the Srimad Bhagavatam. All the other Puranas when Vyasa wrote, he wrote with a specific intention in mind. But when Vyasa wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, it was totally in trance. So whatever was revealed in the mind of Vyasa, he wrote. Then what happened? When he saw Krishna, he also saw Mayam Chitabhatashrayam. He saw Maya, that is the external energy of Krishna. He took shelter behind the Lord. And in the Bhagavatam, it is described in the second canto. Very bad intelligence. What is that bad intelligence? What is ignorance? Aham mama iti adhyana, I and mine. So what is Maya does? It covers the consciousness of living entity by these two concepts, I and mine. And Maya bewildered the living entity. And that is why she is very much ashamed to come in front of the Lord. So Maya is always standing behind Krishna. Somebody may say, oh, Maya is standing behind Krishna, she doesn't want to come in front of the Lord, or she is ashamed to come in front of the Lord. She is doing some disservice. No, actually she is serving Krishna. By making living entities forget Krishna, Maya is doing her service to Lord Krishna. But this service is actually a negative service. Negative service means, though it is actually serving Krishna, it is making people forget Krishna. So she is not feeling very good coming in front of the Lord. Of course, it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Krishna Suryasvama Maya Hayandaka. Krishna is equal to sun, and Maya is like darkness. How can there be darkness in front of sun? That is why Maya is standing behind, and this is all we have to see. Hey, what is this Maya doing to all the living entities? Hey, asam mohito jiva atmanam tribunatmakam paro vimanutre anustam tatkritam charivadyate. The first chant of 7th chapter, 5th verse. It is described, Ya sammo ito jiva. Maya, it covers knowledge to the living entities and it makes them sammohita. What is that sammohita? What is that ignorance? It is, Atmanam Trigunatakam Paropi Manute. Paropi, even though transcendental is most of material nature, this Maya makes the living entity, Manute, think that I am the one. So this is what is the thing which Maya does to the living entity. Vyasa could see that bewildered by the covering and by the modes of nature, the living entity suffers like anything. Suffers because of the two energies of Maya. One is known as Avaranatmika Shakti, another one is Prakshetatmika Shakti. So Avaranatmika Shakti means covering potency of Maya. So the living entity is knowledge that I am servant of Krishna is covered. And then it drags down lower and lower species of life, lower and lower modes, and gives more and more suffering. So Prakshetatmika means to make them fall down, throw down and lower and lower. And Avarana means to cover. So these are the two aspects of Maya. Vyasa could see. Like in his world, it is described as Ajnana, Tattva Jnana. Tattva means not forgetting the truth. So Ajnana Tattvaya. So what is the forgetfulness of the truth? There are four kinds of Tattva Ajnana or Ajnana Tattvaya. Tattva Vibhrama. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Bhajan Rahasya gives the list of four kinds of anarthas. So the first one is Aparada, the second one is Tattva Vibhrama. Pradeda or Balya and Asat Krishna. These are the four anarthas which Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives in list in Bhajan Rahasya. Originally mentioned in by Shivashaya Thakur in Madhuri Kadambani. So Ajnana Tattvasya. There are four kinds of Tattva Vibhrama or Ajnana Tattvasya. The first one is Swatvatve, Paravatvecha, Sati Sadhana Yoho, and the fourth one is Virodhi Vishayaka. The first misunderstanding is Swatattva Bhrama, or not knowing what the soul is, who am I, misconceptions about myself, misconceptions about soul. That is the first kind of Ajnana Tattvasya. Now the second kind of misconception is Paratattvecha, lack of proper knowledge about the Supreme Lord, who is God. People have different ideas about God, including no God. And third kind of Ajnana Tattva is Satya Sadhana. What is the goal of life and how to attain it? So this is another kind of, third kind of Ajnana Tattvasya. And the fifth kind of Ajnana, the fourth kind of Ajnana Tattva is, that is, Virodhi Vishayaka. People don't know what is favorable for the progress of spiritual life. What is favorable for one's happiness? People don't know about it. They consider Virodhi Vishayaka, something antagonistic to their happiness to be the cause of their happiness. They think, oh, by doing so I'll become happy. By getting this, I'll be happy. So try out different things in their life. That if I become educated, I'll become happy. If I get a job, I'll become happy. So they have their own ideas of how to become happy. In this way, these are the four kinds of Ajnana Tattva, Tattva Vibhrama, or not knowing the truth. So Tattva, Tattva, Tattvecha, Tattva Sadhana Yoho, Virodhi Vishayaka Brahma. So these kind of four kinds of Brahmas are there. And these four kinds of Brahmas are created by the Maya Shakti. This Maya Shakti is covering potency. The Avanatmika Shakti covers. And then start beating. So this knowledge potential of Krishna, which is there invested in the living entity, is covered by Maya. Like if you are, there is a person who is there sleeping. If you want to beat him, what you do? First you cover him with a blanket and then beat him. So you cannot beat him directly because he may run away or he may again fight with you, all these things. First you make him unconscious and then beat him. Close his eyes, blindfold him, then only you can beat him. That is what Maya does. That is why those devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness, they are trying to get out of this this ignorance. So first Maya, what does it do? It attacks with the covering potency. Avaranatmika Shaktiyandre devotee. So it covers the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, knowledge that I am servant of Krishna, and then drags down. So Maya becomes more active onto a devotee. Vyasa could see this thing. So he saw Yaya Sammohito Jiva, Atmanam Trivanatmakam Parvopi Manote. Even though he's transcendental, he starts thinking, I am the modes of nature. I am so and so. I am this body. Then Vyasa, when he saw this living entity, he felt so much of compassion. So that is what is described in this particular verse. Shri Kripalo. So Vyasa became very compassionate. Out of great compassion, he wrote this Bhagavatam. Anartho Vashamanam Sakshat Bhakti Yogamukshaje Lokasyam Jananto Vidvam Chakre Sattva Samitam. So Srila Prabhupada gives a translation to this particular word in the purport. So he says that Lokasya Ajananto Vidvan Chakre Sattva Samhitam. Why Vyasa wrote this Bhagavatam? Because people were not knowing the scripture. They were knowing many Vedic literatures. They were even knowing Mahabharata. They were knowing so many different things. But the scripture we can remove all the anarthas. Anartho Pashanaman Saksha. Especially out of many anarthas, the Tattva Vibhrama is very strong. The moment you forget yourself, your connection with Krishna, all the anarthas come. All the anarthas are nothing but the forgetfulness of of our relationship with Krishna. And to consider this body as oneself, the Atma Buddhi, is the root cause of all the anarthas. So, in the other scriptures, there are some solutions for other anarthas. But there is no solution given very specifically for removing this anartha, the mula anartha, the source of all anarthas, that is the Atma Buddhi. So Vyasa, when he is writing Bhagavatam, he is keeping this in mind to uproot the anartha. So what is the anartha? The Atma Buddhi. By any other process of yoga, karma, jnana or any other process, there may be some reduction of lust, anger, greed, etc. Pride, even illusion sometimes be reduced. But it is only temporary. After some time again comes. For example, somebody is feeling very lusty, then what you do? Fast for 2 days, lust will go down. No energy. Where will the lust come from? So, but again it will come. So no other process in this world is there to actually eliminate the root cause of the problem in this world. There is only one process, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Lokasyam Jananto, so people were not knowing about this. That is why Vyasa, he, anartho vashanam sakshat, to remove all the anarthas from the heart of a devotee, Vyasa, sakshat, bhakti yoga madhukshaje, he knew very well. It is only by bhakti yoga to Krishna, madhukshaja Krishna, and the living entity can be delivered from all kinds of anarthas. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, there is a list of pastimes which are there in 10th canto Bhagavatam, pastimes of Krishna. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Chaitanya Shikshamrita, he talks about each pastime and an anartha which Krishna removes by hearing that pastime. Like if you are hearing the pastime of Krishna killing Putana, then there is an anartha within our consciousness, that is accepting the false guru, accepting our mind as our guru. Whatever the mind says, we start doing it. So it's another anartha. So that will be kicked by Krishna, who is sitting in our heart. Shanmatam Sapada Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridan Pasto Yavadrani. Krishna sitting in the heart, who is our friend, he kicks that anartha out of the consciousness. So, This is why Vyasa, he wrote this Bhagavatam, specifically to please Krishna who is in the heart, and that Krishna is a friend of the devotees, Satatam Pati, Surat Satam. He removes those anarchas within the heart. Sopasham Taksha, Bhakti Yoga Rukshaje, Lokasya Majananto. This was not known by people. Vidvans Chakre, Satvata Samhitam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is known as Satvata Samhitam. This is specifically for Satvata, those who are pure devotees of the Lord. Now the question arises, in the beginning of the Bhagavatam also it is described that dharma prohita paida gotra varo taramo nirmatsaranam satam. This Bhagavatam is for whom? Nirmatsaranam satam, those who are non-envious. And also it is described satvatam, satvata samhitam. This Bhagavatam is satvata samhita, it is for pure devotees. And what about others? Those who are conditioned, those who are ignorant, those who are foolish. Then Vyasa was hearing the discourse of Narada. Narada, he told Vyasa that you write a scripture which is very pure. It should only contain Krishna consciousness. No artha, no dharma, no kama, no moksha. No contamination should be there. Every word, every akshara, every alphabet should contain Krishna prema. We should lose out Krishna prema. Every alphabet should be like a cloud which rains Krishna prema. Prema varsha aksharayate. That should be the purity of this Bhagavatam. You write the book. Then Vyasa told that who is going to read this book? Only very few people will be there who is going to read this book. So then Narada told, don't worry. Vichakshano syat viritam arhatam arhatam vibhoho. Oh, vibhoho. Great people, those who are intelligent, they will definitely read Bhagavatam and reach Bhagavatam. So when they read and reach Bhagavatam, they see the conditioned souls, those who are ignorant, those who are attached to the petty things of this world. When they see them, naturally compassion comes out. So when they are experiencing bliss and prema within their heart, when they see the conditioned soul, the compassion acts to the prema. And they speak Bhagavatam in such a way that even ordinary people who are in general, Sansarinam Karunaya Purana Kutyam Samyasa Puno Payami Gurum Muninam. So this Bhagavatam was spoken even for those people, Sansarinam Karunaya. So this is how Prema and Karuna, they are actually two sides of one coin. So somebody may say that I just want to release Bhagavatam, I just want to have Krishna Prema. But not Karuna. It doesn't happen like that. Prema and Karuna are actually two sides of one coin. The more you release Srimad Bhagavatam, the more you have Prema for Bhagavatam and the verses of Bhagavatam, the more Karuna manifests in the heart. Then you see the whole world, people are just suffering because of lack of Bhagavatam. So you go to any extent to just give this Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Prema Rasa, to all these suffering conditions. That is what Srila Prabhupada did. Of course, he went on the order of the spiritual master. But it's not just enough. Okay, many spiritual master gives many orders to disciples. But have you ever seen that somebody has gone to such an extent, like Prabhupada, who has taken so much of pain to give his knowledge to the conditioned soul without compassion? So this compassion is a natural outcome of prema. So that is what, in this world, it is clearly described that Jnanam Ajnana Tattvasya Yodatya Satpadem Vritam. Satpadem Vritam. Now, Vishwanatha Thakur gives a very interesting point here. He says, those who give Satpadem Vritam, those who do knowledge of moksha, knowledge of liberation, even they themselves are so compassionate. Then what to speak of those people who speak Bhagavatam? There are many people who are trying to give knowledge of scriptures. There are many people who are trying to direct people for dharma. Some people direct them for artha. Some people direct them for kama. Some people direct them for moksha. Like a mother would instruct the child. Oh, religious principles, they are respected, very nicely. Or a mother-in-law may instruct her daughter, or daughter-in-law, no, you should serve your husband this way, you should be like this. So in this way, there may be somebody instructing about dharma. And that is also tat-tate. Somebody may instruct a person about, or give some knowledge about artha, means this is how you can earn your livelihood, this is how you can set up your business. Okay, take this money and then you can run your family by starting some business. I'll get you a job, dharma, artha, kama. Somebody has great desire to see something, eat something, okay, desire is fulfilled. Tatpate, that is also true. You know, somebody has got some kind of desire, he's not able to live without it, get the person married, or help him in some way or the other. That's also tatpate. And moksha means liberation. There may be instructions given by some spiritual master regarding liberation. Even they are glorified. Then what to speak of those who are speaking Bhagavatam, especially the story of Dhruva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to always hear the pastimes of Dhruva and Brahma. Why? Because it gives such a great prema, such a glory of devotion. The glorification of devotion is done in Bhagavatam practically in every page, in every verse, in every line. But the amount of glory of devotion done in the pastime of Dhruva and Brahma, it cannot be compared, because all children, they performed attained perfection of life. For Prahlad, Krishna came. For Dhruva, Krishna sent a vehicle and then he took him back to Godhead. So just children, if they took shelter of devotion, just imagine and what position they attained. So this is the glory of devotional service. Balopi, Murkopi. Like you have a sannyasi or a very senior speaker speaking Krishna consciousness, the people here, it is very nice, okay, fine, thank you, you'll say. But if a small child is speaking Krishna consciousness, and sometimes in your group I hear, as small kids are giving tapas. So there are so many senior speakers speaking, but I just hear for some time and then leave. But when a child speaks, I hear a lot. It is very natural that when you see a child speaking, everybody's consciousness very closely, attentively they are hearing. Mm-hmm. And then this formula of making a child speak Krishna consciousness and getting the parents also into Krishna consciousness fold, he is used in the Bhagavatam itself. You remember in the pastime of Chitraketu, Narada, Chitraketu's son died. Angira and Narada, they made Chitraketu's son come back alive. And when he spoke Krishna consciousness, his father Chitraketu was so attached, who could not even convince the great sages of Narada. Even Narada's pravachan could not tell Chitraketu. But a small boy speaking Krishna consciousness, actually is a dead son, coming back to life. He changed the heart of Chitraketu. So, this child taking up Krishna consciousness, attaining perfection in the very same life, that is actually speaking the glory of devotion. That is the reason Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear about Dhruva's pastime and Prahlad's pastime. Murkopi, Balopi, even a child by taking shelter of Krishna can go back home back to Godhead. Even a child by taking shelter of Krishna can make Krishna appear from a pillar. So this is the special glory of Dhruva Maharaj's story. So what to speak of a person who speaks the pastime of Dhruva? Even those people who are giving instruction in dharma, artha, kama, moksha when they are glorified, then what to speak about a person who is actually speaking about the glory of Dhruva Maharaj? So that is the intent behind this verse. Kripalor Dinanathasya. Kripalor Dinanathasya. As I told in the previous point that is, prema, when prema manifests in the heart, then naturally what happens is compassion manifests. So some people, they say, these two are different. Doing bhajan and preaching, both are different. But actually, both are same. What is preaching? Doing bhajan with a group of devotees, with a group of people, that is called preaching. preaching is actually not different from bhajan. So here, preaching of Krishna consciousness, preaching Bhagavatam is very much emphasized. So when somebody is preaching Bhagavatam or speaking Bhagavatam, he is actually thinking, I am speaking Bhagavatam with few people. And that is termed as preaching. It is actually bhajan along with few people. That is called preaching. That is called prachar. So, yodadhyā satpateritam ritam kripālo dhīranātasya devatasya nukhinnate. So, such people, even deva, deva does mean the demigods, they shower their mercy onto him. So, tasya anukhinnate means the demigods, they shower mercy. Actually, mercy means here, the devatas become very pleased. See, Bhagavatam is glory of Krishna. So now, when the devatas hear a devotee singing the glory of Krishna, they become very much pleased.
Hare Krishna, can everyone mute the phone?
Lord Shiva says, the topmost devotee of mine is the one who worships Krishna. So by worshipping Krishna, all the demigods become very pleased. Because in the demigod planet, they are very much eager to come to earthly planet to associate with devotees. They see, aho bhakyam, they say this thing. Oh, what a great fortune of those people who are born in this land of Bharata. So those people who are born in the land of Bharata, they have the great fortune of associating with devotees and speaking Bhagavatam. Is it not that in the demigod planet they are not speaking Bhagavatam? Yes, there is Bhagavad Katha going on in demigod planet. But there is excessive sense enjoyment in demigod planet. And there is so much of enviousness between each other. So in that, there is a lot of distraction. But on this Bharata, Bharata Bhumi especially, and in earthly planet especially, there is no such kind of opportunity for living in it for sense enjoyment. So, and not only that, pure devotees, they are roaming around on this earthly planet. So they are not freely roaming around in the heavenly planet. Sometimes Narada comes and then goes away, that's all. Some rishis come and go away. But on the earthly planet, there are many, many devotees who are walking around here and there, singing and constantly glorifying Krishna. So there is a great opportunity for association of devotees in earthly planets. And also, there is less distraction for sense enjoyment, less distraction because of enviousness. So these things are very much favorable in the earthly planets. So the demigods, they become very happy to see somebody speaking Bhagavatam. Now, regarding this Bhagavatam, speaking and hearing, so there is a very beautiful word in the same section which we are discussing. That is the section where Vyasa is seeing Krishna. He saw Maya bewildering the living entities. And as a medicine for the bewilderment, Vyasa wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. And after this, he says, Sakam Hitam Bhagavatim Kritvanukramitatvajam Sukamat Yetayamasa Nivrutim Nirtam Munihi. So what did Vyasa do? First thing, as soon as he wrote Bhagavatam, immediately he spoke to Sukadeva Goswami. If you are reading Bhagavatam, you just cannot be without speaking Bhagavatam. You have to speak Bhagavatam. There is a natural urge in a person who is even afraid of, he has faced fear, he has never spoken in the mic. But as soon as somebody hears Bhagavatam, reads Bhagavatam, there is an energy created within that person, I want to speak. So Vyasa, as soon as he heard, immediately he wanted to speak and he found Sukadeva Goswami. He spoke to Sukadeva Goswami, his own son. After speaking to Sukadeva Goswami, Shaunakrati further says that Sukadeva Goswami was so much attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam that he gave up his monastic concept, his Brahma Bhutavastha, and became completely maddened ecstasy, love for Krishna, which are there in the pages of Bhagavatam. And Nisukadeva Goswami, after hearing from his own father, he went and spoke to Parikshit Maharaj. So it is described, the condition of Sukadeva Goswami. Hare Gunakshityamadhyat Bhagavan Bhagarayani Adhyatayam Mahat Akhyanam Nityam Vishnu Janapriya. So he said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Vishnu Janapriya. So here again the same point has been used. Anybody who reads Bhagavatam and speaks Bhagavatam, they become very dear to Vaishnavas. And who are those Vaishnavas? It is Sura, demigods. All the demigods, this devotee becomes very dear to the demigods. And then further it is described that Yasyam Shriyamanayam Krishne Parapurushe Bhaktirutpadyate Pumsa Krishne Parapurushe this word, while commenting on this word, Srila Vishaya Thakur gives a very interesting thing. He says, Yasyam Vai Shreemanayam Krishne Paramapurushe. One who hears Bhagavatam will develop bhakti. And then what kind of bhakti? Prema bhakti. He develops prema. What is the result of the prema? Shoka moha bhaya. So shoka means the misery what we experience because of the past incidents, like somebody lost big property. It happened 10 years back. Now all of a sudden you remember it and you start crying. You lost your near and dear one maybe a few years back. You now remember and then cry for it. So that is called shoka. Because of the past, you experience misery now, that is called shoka. Because of future, something is going to happen. May happen, may not happen. But yes, the thought comes to you. So because of future tense, some misery comes to you now, that is called maya. And moha means, that is, misery which is experienced now. So in all the three phases of time, that is, past, present and future, we experience misery. Misery because of past, is called shoka. Misery because of future is called maya. Misery because of present is called moha. So all the three things are immediately destroyed as soon as somebody hears Bhagavatam. Now, going further, Sri Vishnu says, if somebody just by hearing Bhagavatam, prema arises and shoka moha maya is destroyed, superior to person who is hearing, he is a person who is actually making an arrangement for hearing. That means somebody is organizing this this Bhakti Sangha group, that kind of, somebody is building a temple and having a place where Bhagavad is organized, Bhagavad is going on. And then superior to those are those who are speaking Bhagavad. The third, what to speak of those people who are speaking Bhagavatam? So they, these people who are speaking Bhagavatam, are making people hear Bhagavatam. So then, more than that, Sri Shavatam says that if somebody is making a person speak Bhagavatam, so one is speaking Bhagavatam, other is making a person to speak Bhagavatam. That is, he is teaching Bhagavatam and making a creature of the Bhagavat creature. He's the top notch. So these are the four levels of those four levels of people who are associated with Bhagavatam. One is one who hears, one who makes others hear, one who speaks, and one who makes a person speak Bhagavatam. So one who makes a person speak Bhagavatam is very, very fortunate. The top notch. So preaching means actually to create preachers of Bhagavatam. And just not speaking Bhagavatam. Train preachers of Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada, that is what actually he did to the society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. What did he do? He trained people to speak Bhagavatam. Generally, you find that in any matha or any some kind of, there will be mahant, there will be vyasasan, only that mahant can sit and speak Bhagavatam. But Srila Prabhupada, he made thousands of vyasasanas in thousands of places. and he made his disciples to speak Bhagavatam. So this is the highest level of compassion. The highest level of compassion is one who actually trains a person to in Bhagavatam and make that person competent enough to speak Srimad Bhagavatam so that all the conditioned souls will be benefited. So this is called preaching. Kripalo Dinana Sasya Devasya Sasya Anubhate. Even Devata, all of these, all the Vaishnavas are seeing a person speak Bhagavatam. So we stop here. Any questions? Please to ask.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I have one question. Narad Muni basically, Narad Muni, when he asked Vyasadeva to write the pastimes of the Lord, and then you mentioned that he meditated and then he started writing. Is that?
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, why did he meditate? The instructions were pretty clear.
That was the instruction which Narada gave to him. He said that you go into trance, you do tasyam smara, you go in meditation, then you can meditate. If you see Narada Samvad, in that Narada Samvad, in the first canto, fifth chapter, text number, I think it is 19, I suppose. In that, he describes about, he gives a specific instruction to Vyasa that you should go meditate, and then automatically all the things will be revealed to you. So this is what is a special benediction given by Narada to Vyasa. That you should write Bhagavatam based on my instructions. Based on my instructions, you should go and meditate on those instructions. That is what it is.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Bill.
Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much, Prabhu, for a wonderful class. I had one question. I think you might have covered it, but I probably missed to catch it, Prabhu. About when you were speaking about how Bhagavatam is meant for few devotees who are non-envious, and then like that.
Yeah.
And then you were explaining the point about how it not only gives prema, but it also gives karuna. That I understood, Prabhu. But then, but when Bhagavatam is for pure devotees, then we are not pure devotees, right? So,
yeah.
How to understand that, Prabhu? Then it benefits us also. Yeah.
Yes. So, in the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, second verse, Nirmataranam Satam Vedyam. Who can understand this Bhagavatam? Only those who are Nirmatara. Okay? Now, in the first canto, second chapter, we have prayers to Sutta Goswami, that Mangalacharan to Sukadeva Goswami. So while doing Mangalacharan to Sukadeva Goswami, he chants two very beautiful verses. These are the actual Mangalacharan for Srimad Bhagavatam, where Sutta Goswami is glorifying Sukadeva Goswami. So there it says, Sansarinam Karunaya Purana Guhyam Samvyasa Sunopayami Gurum Muninam. So it says, Sansarinam. He spoke this Bhagavatam for Sansarinam Karunaya. Out of great compassion, he spoke to Sansari. So Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for both. So first canto, first chapter, second verse, and first canto, second chapter, second and third verse. So there you find it is meant for both. First place, it is meant for only Paramahamsas. Second place, it is meant for everyone, Sansari. The same thing when you go to Narvya Samvar. In the Narvya Samvar, there is a when Narada told Vyasa that you should write this Bhagavatam, then Vyasa told, if I write this Srimad Bhagavatam, there will be nobody to appreciate this Bhagavatam. Because in this world, everybody is completely engrossed in material life. And how is it so that anybody can understand his Bhagavatam? There will be only very few people. Very few people. Then, Narada, he says, don't worry. You don't have to worry about that. Because there will be some people who will be appreciating your Srimad Bhagavatam, who are known as Vibhastita, those who are very much intelligent. So what these intelligent people will do? They read the Srimad Bhagavatam, and after reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, they relish Srimad Bhagavatam. And after relishing Srimad Bhagavatam, they speak Bhagavatam out of great compassion. So even ordinary people, they will start understanding the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why in the last verse, the fifth chapter, first canto, Samapyadrasutam Shutam Vibho Samapyate Yena Vidam Vibhushitam Satya Vidukhain Muhuratidatmanam Sankesham Yadvanam Shantinam Yatha. It says, Vyasa, you are a great knowledgeable person. So you should write this specific scripture because there are so many people who will actually read it and relish it. Once they relish this Bhagavatam, they speak it out of great compassion. When they speak Bhagavatam, which is full of sweetness, added with their compassion, even ignorant souls can also get attracted. So that is why we require speakers of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam itself is sweet. So this sweetness cannot be directly relished by those people who are engrossed in matter. But when this sweetness is relished within the heart of a devotee and added to the compassion which manifests in the heart of a devotee, this sweetness becomes available for others. So this is a very interesting point which Narada told to Vyasa. So in this house, this way, both the point that Bhagavatam is only for the pure devotees, Yarmasaranantatam, and Bhagavatam is for everyone, these two points are very nicely harmonized.
Yeah, got it, Prabhu. Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhu. Very nice.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanu Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. In the same context, I had a question regarding a reading of the Srimad Bhagavatam. For example, if we are independently reading it with the purpose, do you think that we need, because we may or may not understand the complete essence on our own, so, but again, reading along with another lecture sometimes might become very time-consuming too. So what do you suggest in such a case, if one is independently reading that Bhagavatam with the purpose? Is it advisable?
I could not get you word.
My question is...
I could not get you
word. Okay. My question is, for example, if we are reading the Srimad Bhagavatam on our own, along with the translation and the purport of Srila Prabhupada, so some part we may understand, some part we may not understand the complete essence of it. So do we have to support it with another lecture, or can we just read that on our own? The thing is that if we have to support it with a lecture too, that becomes very time-consuming.
Okay, I got it, understood.
Yeah, okay.
Understood. how to study Bhagavatam is there in the Bhagavatam itself. If you have read Bhagavad Gita in the introduction, Srila Prabhupada says, how to read Bhagavad Gita is there in the Bhagavad Gita itself. And he gives the example of a bottle of medicine. And the bottle of medicine on the pack itself, it is mentioned how to take the medicine. So now, if you go to the 12th chapter of Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful verse. Most of you must have heard this verse also.
श्रीमद्भागवतं पुराणममलं यद्वैष्णवानां प्रियं यस्मिन् पारमहंसं ज्ञानं परं दीयते तत्र ज्ञानविराजभक्तिसहितं नैष्कर्म्यमाविष्कृतं तत्सृण्वन् सुपथं चारणपदो भक्त्या विमुच्येन्नरः.
सो इन् दट् लास्ट् लैन् इट् इस् एक्स्प्लैन् तत् शृण्वन् तत् क्रियते देन् सुपठन् देन् स्टडि and then do vichar, contemplate. So reading is Bhagavatam is one thing, and hearing Bhagavatam is one thing. If you go and see, Srila Prabhupada says in one of the purports, hearing Bhagavatam is more important than reading Bhagavatam. I'll tell the exact word in which Srila Prabhupada talks about this point. So now, Tat Shrunvan, first hear. Like for example, today you heard this class. After hearing this class, then Tat Shrunvan Supatan, then what you should do? And you should study. Supatan means study. Tat Shrunvan Supatan, and then not just study and then keep it. You should actually vicharana paro, contemplate on it. So when you contemplate on it, that is the time realization happens. So, tachrunvan, supathan, vicharana paro. So, one should do this thing. In the first canto, first chapter, sixth verse, this point is there. If you see the commentary of Prabhupada, to hear and explain them is more important than reading them. That doesn't mean you should not read. You should read. First, hear, read, contemplate. Here, read, contemplate. Here, read, contemplate. This is a step-by-step process. So hearing is very important.
Thank you, Prabhuji. That really helps. So first read, listen to the class, then probably go back and read the translation and the purport, and then see how we can apply it in our daily. Thank you.
Contemplate,
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, is anybody having any more questions or comments for Prabhuji?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for
wonderful class. Inspiring and instructive classes. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Ji Komal Das, Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhatvat Pranam to your sincere Seva. I am seeing you are doing Seva from last 17, 18 years when we are working in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, morning time, every day without fail you are taking Srisi Bhagavatam class and we just run and we attend your class. Thank you very much for your sincere service, Prabhuji. And today you also teach us that we have to read Srisi Bhagavatam every day and whatever we learn, we have to preach it. Then we pranam Srila Prabhupada, Raghudev ki jai, nectar in glass, Srila Prabhupada, Raghudev ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you,
Prabhuji.
Thank you,
Prabhuji.
Thank you,
Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you,
Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, very wonderful an explanation of the questions and answers. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Very nice class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanavad Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very nice class. Prabhuji, regarding, you were telling about demigods, that how in Swarga Loka, there is so much sense enjoyment and also enviousness. So there are many shlokas in Bhagavatam that contradicts what apparently, of course, what the demigods think. For example, Dhruva Maharaj says that that demigods had made a trick to make him ask this material boon from the Lord when he came. So he laments like that. So there are things that in some shlokas they say that they are not, I mean, they are not, they are sometimes envious when a soul leaves back to Godhead, but in some they say that they in some other verses that it is pure and only godly qualities, who have godly qualities, they can go there. And also they become pleased when a person starts his journey back to Godhead. How to reconcile these seemingly contradictory statements, Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. Mataji, is Prabhuji there?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, are you there?
Yeah. I think he got disconnected, Mataji.
He had to connect him again.
Yeah, he got cut, I think, when Vrinda Gopika Mataji was talking, that's all.
Ji, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. I was asking a question, Prabhuji, about the demigods and the apparently contradictory statements about them. For example, in Dhruva Maharaj laments that, you know, it was a trick of the demigods that he was made to ask a material benefit while he was coming. At the same time, we see that sometimes they become envious when there are some statements, they become envious when a person goes back to Godhead, but there are some statements where they are very pleased and they offer flowers and they are, you know, happy that a person is, of course, we are controlled by them in all aspects. So how, what is, I mean, can you please... help us reconcile these.
Yeah. In the demigods, they are happy as long as their post is not in problem. So that is their problem. So they know that Dhruva Maharaj is going back to Godhead, they have no problem. If they find somebody is aiming to become Indra or achieve some post or opulence, so then they have a problem. So this is their whole thing. And also in every prasanga, there is always contradiction. The contradiction, harmonizing contradiction is knowledge. So what is spiritual knowledge? How is spiritual knowledge is given to us in scriptures? By raising a contradiction and harmonizing the contradiction. Like you see the Upanishad, you have studied the Isha Upanishad, you have tad dejati tad nejati tad dure tad dvantike tad antaratya sarvasya tattubahya syasya sarvasya kibahya saha. So tad dejati, the Lord walks. Na ejati, he doesn't walk. He walks and doesn't walk. So, tad dure is very far, very near. So, contradiction is spoken in scriptures everywhere, and harmonization is also spoken. So, contradiction should be always harmonized, and that is the process of getting knowledge. Like, in today's class, one place in Bhagavatam is mentioned that this Bhagavatam is only meant for Paramahamsa. That is why it is also known as Paramahamsa Samhita. Another place it is described, Purana Gohyam Karunaya Purana Yivyam, and we harmonize it. In this way, the knowledge came that how Bhagavatam, just by reading, you not able to understand, you have to hear, because in hearing, what is there? The sweetness of Bhagavatam is mixed with the compassion of the devotee. So in this way, we are harmonized, bringing the aspect of compassion. In the same way, the demigods are envious. At the same time, they are happy. So they are envious when they find this person is actually trying to attain opulence higher than them or equal to them. They are happy when they see that these people are actually going back from back to God. They have nothing to do with this existence. Like in the Bhagavatam 6th canto, these contradictions are plenty. And the harmonization also happens. When it comes to Gadichi. Gadichi was a renounced person. But Indra was very envious of Gadichi. What did Krishna do? He made a situation in which Indra has to go and dig at the feet of Gadichi. Indra told Gadichi, I am going to kill you if you use this knowledge. To the Kumara, Ashwin Kumara. Then same Indra who went to Gadichi and then gave a warning to them, I'll kill you. The same Indra had to come to Gadichi to beg for his life. If you don't give your backbone to me, Vitrasura is going to kill me. So Krishna, he makes the devotee come into the situation. So what was the problem of Indra there? He was thinking that Ravichi is trying to attain his post. He wants to prove he is more powerful. So demigods are devotees, but fatalistic devotees. So in this way, every prasanga, everything whichever prasanga you take in Bhagavatam, whichever chapter you take in Bhagavatam, verse you take in Bhagavatam, there will be contradiction and it should be harmonized in a very systematic way according to what our previous acharyas have told. And that reveals knowledge. That reveals the glory of Krishna. This is what I can say.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. That really helps. We are very fortunate to have your association. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Is there anyone having questions to the Prabhuji or comments? So if there are no more questions.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, thank you very much for a very nectarian class, and as usual, your association when we are in India in working in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, that time also we are attending your Shri Bhagavatam class, and you explain Shri Bhagavatam like sugar-coated pills, and we never forget your association. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.
Can we describe now? Yeah, I think we can end the call here. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpata Rupyascha Krupa Sindhu Pevacha Paritana
Pavani Vyo
Ananda Koti Vaishnava Gandhi Ki Jai
Jai
Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai